1 month from the May 16th primary, and John Burns spoke to a political strategist about the U.S. Senate Republican primary.
Mary Patricia Ray says the candidates have focused on voter education.
We're expecting low turnout in this election. A lot of people just don't realize it's happening.
A closed party primary in the spring is new for Louisiana voters, but Ray says there are signs that voters are starting to pay attention more.
You're seeing voters who have not yet made up their mind beginning to make some decisions.
Incumbent Bill Cassidy is facing two well-known challengers, Julia Letlow and John Fleming, and Ray says despite Cassidy's negatives, he should still make a June runoff.
Most people think there's going to be a Bill Cassidy in the runoff.
I'm John Burns.
Louisiana high school seniors considering college choices will soon get personalized emails to help. Tristan Denley at the Board of Regents says the emails are prepared specifically for each student.
They're going to get a personalized email that'll talk about the different universities and colleges in their region and, of course, all across the state. The scores that they've earned in high school make them eligible to apply for them.
The LSU Tigers are looking to play better baseball this weekend as they host 10th-ranked Texas A&M. The Aggies are 28-7 overall and 9-5 in the SEC. In LSU's recent wins, they've shown the ability to come from behind, but Coach Jay Johnson doesn't want to rely on late-inning rallies to win.
They show fight at times where it's like a dog backed into the corner with a bigger dog. Like, you better swing and claw and scratch or the dog's going to eat you. So we've shown some of that. I'd like to see that with playing the way that the game is designed to be played.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.